This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
9:03 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. But today it's me and Cordell. We're calling it the Soul Patrol.
Yeah.
Orioles, what, lost five in a row?
Five in a row.
Three-game series begins tonight in Anaheim. They take on the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, the biggest posers in baseball. Use your own city, Los Angeles. You know, Los Angeles, man.
They don't even want them anymore.
They're not even that close to Los Angeles.
No, they're not. And that's a misconception. I had a birthday trip out in L.A. maybe 2 years ago. And me and my friends thought we'd just go catch an Angels game, try to find out what day Ohtani's pitching and playing. And at that time, he was pitching. And when we looked it up to see where the stadium was, it was about a two-hour drive.
Yeah.
Changed our plans
it's
very
not,
quickly.
Not even that close, man. Let's just stop with the nonsense. But they're out in Los Angeles, in Anaheim tonight for the first of a three-game series over the weekend. Sagano is pitching. For the first time in his career, Dean Kramer had consecutive performances of seven innings.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't matter. You know why? Because they left a village on base. And Brandon Hyde, after the game, addressed the issues with runners in scoring position.
I think it's inexperienced pressing. You can go for a wide array.
Now, you said maybe pressing.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not buying inexperience.
No, I'm not buying inexperience. I think pressing, you can attach that to any baseball struggles at the plate. I think it's clear that they're pressing a little bit. I think that's natural. The inexperienced part is something that I'm not necessarily buying. These guys, while still young, they have played meaningful baseball. They've been competitive. They've won, in my opinion, the toughest division in baseball. They've won 100 games. They've been to the playoffs. They've hosted playoffs. They've had a first round bye. So while they're young, they have gone through a lot of success. Now, you brought up the point earlier, they hadn't gone through a lot of turmoil. They hadn't gone through a lot of struggles, and that may be the case. They're still going through the struggles that they were going through last year. But I don't think that that equates to inexperience. Gunnar is experienced to me right now. Ryan O'Hearn is experienced, and he's their best hitter right now. Ryan Mountcastle, he's an experienced hitter. He just stinks right now. That's just what it is. Heston Kjerstad, okay, young guy. Said another veteran, been around for a while. But Adley Rutschman, another one. I think these guys are experienced enough.
I'm not going with the experience in and of itself. They are experienced players. I was told to tell whether or not you're good on any level, minor leagues and then the major leagues, you need 12 to 1,500 at-bats.
Okay.
All these guys you named are over 1,500.
Right.
Gunnar Henderson surpassed 1,500 this year.
Mm-hmm.
Adley Rutschman is working on 2,000.
Right.
So experience in and of the game itself, you're right. But the problem is this for me. Gunnar Henderson, in a brief time in baseball in 2022, his OPS was 788. I mentioned OPS because that's what I believe in. All right. In 2023,
you're a converted OPSer. You're converted.
Yeah, you're converted. I once was lost and now I'm found. 2023, when he won Rookie of the Year, his OPS 814. Last year, when he finished fourth in MVP, his OPS was almost 9. It was 893. And now this year, it's below 7. It's 698. I am leaning heavily, heavily on pressing. But you know why I'm leaning on pressing? I just gave you Gunnar Henderson's stats. He's never failed.
No.
He's never struggled. That's where the pressing comes from. You're right. In and of itself, as baseball players, they're experienced players, Cordell. You're right about that. 100%. But when it comes to seeing it all, they're not experiencing that. That's why, to me, I beg them. I beg them. I think my preacher once said, I beseech you. They got to go out and get a guy who's been there, done that. And I know this guy doesn't exist right now, but I'll go back to 2014. You have no idea how big Nelson Cruz was in that clubhouse. If you don't believe me, look at 2015 when they let him go. Nelson Cruz was huge because Nelson Cruz came up. He played in the World Series. He was the man in the middle of the order at other teams, and he was a pro. Nelson Cruz was a pro. He was one of the best pros that I ever saw. Ask Adam Jones. Ask Mark. Ask all those guys. They'll tell you. Nelly was a pro, man.
Well, Ken Wyman still hasn't gotten over the Orioles.
I haven't either.
Nelson Cruz.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm so glad that regime is gone because I don't have to look at him. I mean, I'm serious. Like what were you thinking again? Just remind me of what you were thinking. You know, I'll admit, I thought it was a good idea to sign Chris Davis. I did. Not because you let Nelson Cruz go, but did you see Chris Davis's numbers leading up to that? Nobody saw him falling off.
Yeah.
You know, Chris Davis maybe proved that the world is flat because he fell right off of it. But I just, they need a guy like that. They do.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You know, I don't disagree with that. I've been saying that for a while. In fact, I think at the end of the season press conference last year, I asked Mike Elias about getting more of those experienced bats in the clubhouse. And, you know, he didn't push away from it. Look, he goes and gets these aren't Nelson Cruz types, but he goes against Laureano. He goes against Tyler O'Neill, who's coming off a great year. They thought that would be a part of the fix.
Yeah,
but
I'm not saying Laureano is a good addition.
Right. Now, it looks like it now.
He's a good addition, but he's not
No doubt. He doesn't change the trajectory of your season.
Yeah.
And you brought up Gunnar's stats, and I think that's a good point because while this is the first time Gunnar is failing, guys like Gunnar and Adley, who's a 1-1, and Jackson Holliday, 1-1 as well, these are dudes that have been great at this sport all their lives. And I do think there's and they were great before they were drafted to the Orioles. They were great at every level that they played
at. Yeah, that's why they drafted where they were.
They were great without all the analytical things that's being poured into them. And I'm not saying that I'm anti-analytical. I'm not at all.
I don't know about that with Jackson Holliday, though, with his dad.
Well,
he may have been Jackson Holiday may have been fed analytics his entire
life. And again, I'm not saying that analytics is the problem. I think over giving too much
analysis
information.
Analysis of paralysis.
Yeah, just sometimes these guys are being fed too much information. They're giving too much stats. They're giving too many graphs to show what they're doing. And sometimes you just got to go out there and let the human element play its course. And I think the Orioles are very stuck to the way they operate, and they're not allowing these guys to work.
I asked you this early. I'll ask again for the people who didn't hear you earlier. Do you think Mike Elias is too smart for his own good?
Yes. Yes. I mean, all you have to do is look at the moves that they make and the moves that they don't make. You know, I think he takes a gamble on their operation and their philosophy and their organization. He gambles on them being able to make something out of nothing instead of taking the risk with maybe giving up something young for something more proven, taking those big swings to bring those proven guys in that you would like to see when you're a contending team like the Orioles.
Joe, I would love to be so smart that I'm too smart for my own good. That's like wizardry right there. I would love to be that smart. Let's go to Severn and get Danny. What's up, Danny?
Hey, good morning, Rob. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
What's up?
My thing that I have noticed about the Orioles, and I know it's hard to do this when you're losing, but I don't see like the fun in the dugout and how the guys, you know, cut up or, you know, like throw peanuts at each other and just having fun, you know?
Did you watch the game yesterday and the day before?
Not yesterday. No.
Okay. Just yesterday. Who was it? It was Kyle Gibson and two pitches to flank to his right and left. I can forget who it was. There was a double hit. And they were sitting there loading their mouth up with water to do the sprinkling. Mm-hmm. They all sprinkled. They all laughed. They all, two nights ago, the high-fiving and the bouncing off one another in the dugout. It's hard to be. You answered your own question, though. They got 13 wins out of 36 games. Are the Chicago White Sox showing joy in the clubhouse, in the dugout? Are the Los Angeles Angels showing joy in the dugout? What about the Marlins? What about the Pirates? You know why? Because they're not winning enough.
Something's got to happen to make that happiness show up.
If they look totally happy right now, Cordell.
People would be upset.
Exactly.
People would be
upset. So you want them to be excited about losing. Because then you'd criticize that. They look too happy for a team that's not winning, Joe. What's wrong with them? Are they good with losing? That's just one of them damned if you do, damned if you don't.
I mean,
man.
What would concern me is if they're hitting home runs and they're getting the hits and they're not celebrating.
Yes.
That would concern me.
They went 1-for-13 in runners in scoring position yesterday.
Nothing to really celebrate.
What are we celebrating here? Seriously.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.